Many Democrats in Washington are coming out in support of the Green New Deal, a congressional resolution that lays out a sweeping plan for addressing climate change. But the legislation is facing stiff opposition by some Florida lawmakers. Jacksonville Republican Congressman John Rutherford describes the Green New Deal as a socialist manifesto masquerading as an environmental proposal.
There are small pieces in this that I agree with, but some go way beyond anything that I could ever agree with.
Rutherford says he's not opposed to the goal of 100% clean energy, but the free market is already moving in that direction and doesn't need further regulation. In a recent Fox News interview, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio said the policies the Green New Deal recommends would spell economic disaster.
Bottom line is this, it is unilateral disarmament economically. It's worse than that. It's actually self-inflicted damage that we would do to ourselves if even pieces of that were implemented.
But climate experts like Amy Snover, who heads the University of Washington's Climate Impact Group, say the costs of unmitigated climate change would vastly outweigh any investments made today.
The global and local costs and challenges of climate change will worsen with any additional warming.
New research shows that unchecked pollution will bring worse and more frequent disasters to coastal communities like Jacksonville over the next decades. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.